This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Cross-references often enhance our understanding of what we're reading in the Bible. For example, in Isaiah 56, it mentions foreigners, verse 6, and in verse 8, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. When I read this, it reminded me of what Jesus said in John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Likely Jesus had Isaiah 56 in mind as he taught about his being the good shepherd. This in turn reminded me of Paul's words in Ephesians 2:13, Now in Christ Jesus you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. He declares that Jesus broke down the wall that divided Jew from Gentile and made of the two one, resulting in peace between them. Thus we see that Jesus' message and mission was grounded in God's word. So is Paul's. Our message and mission should be as well. We see in Isaiah the heart of God for the whole world, crystallized through Jesus and explained and applied by Paul. This world view is also seen in Isaiah 56:7, where it says God's house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Jesus quoted this on Palm Sunday as he cleaned out the temple of those making merchandise of the worship of God. Checking cross-references usually enhances our understanding of what we're reading and studying. Keep this in mind as you read and study God's Word day by day. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.